Chapter 10. Collisions. They got back in the car and pulled out onto the road fast enough to raise dust under tires. The lack of other people on the road worked in their favor. They left the scenic spot and pulled on to I-78. As they drove through neighborhoods, they saw people in various states of distress. Some were speaking animatedly and pointing at the sky. Others just sat on their lawns in a stupor. They saw families anxiously packing their cars to drive somewhere they probably thought was safer. He saw others fighting on the street. All the different panicked emotions that humans could feel were being processed all at once, and that panic had stripped everyone of their illusions. What was left was the raw core of what each person truly was. Finn kept driving. They left the neighborhoods behind and entered a veritable no man's land of rocky ground. While he did, he had to blink often. There was a weird flashing in the corner of his vision. It would go away for a moment, but then come back. He almost asked her to drive, worried that he had a concussion. But he pushed through and tried to focus on the road. The blinking also wasn't the only thing that felt strange. Ever since coming back, he'd felt off. It was like he'd had too many cups of coffee. He felt energetic. He felt powerful. It had to be the adrenaline from what they'd just been through. More important to Finn were the questions running through his head on repeat. What had just happened? What was that wave? Lauren had been checking her link the whole time they'd been driving, but all that was online was other people asking WTF in 5,000 different ways. The wave, with a capital W, as it was already being called, had spread across the entire world. Of course, there were already a bunch of crazies blaming everything from terrorists to polluting aliens. Lauren's link showed that hashtag the wave was the most popular hashtag on the Great Link, with hashtag wave being the second. While stopped at a light, Finn looked at Lauren. It had only been a few minutes since they had experienced a phenomenon that defied any of the previous experiences, and she was already calm and collected. It made him love her all the more. He adored her beauty, but he worshipped her strength. That was the kind of inner power that was not only reliable in a tough moment, but also through a lifetime. Even with people going crazy around them and whatever that gray wave had been, he knew he was a lucky man. She caught him staring at her and she gave him that slightly crooked smile he knew so well.
The light's green now, Creeper.
I knew that, Finn retorted, completely playing off that he'd been distracted by her beautiful face.
Uh-huh,
she just replied, not fooled for a moment. Finn's foot pressed on the gas while her hand gently rested on his thigh. They eased forward, only a few miles from home now and almost off the mountain. Her hand suddenly tightened into a death grip, strong enough to cut off circulation. Before he could even register to question why, she screamed,
Camille!
He would remember that in the years to come. Memory was funny that way. He wouldn't remember the panic in her voice. He wouldn't remember the fear he had when he saw what made her panic. He wouldn't even remember the bruises she left on his thigh. He'd just remember that instead of calling him Finn, she called him by his pet name. A name that had begun as a joke, but had grown into an eternal pledge of love. A promise that he would always be her Camille, her perfect one. Before he could open his mouth to respond, 1.5 tons of speeding hover truck T-boned their SUV with force equal to 40 times gravity. The hit was hard enough to compress Finn's brain inside of his skull, rendering him unconscious in an instant.
Minutes before.
Sons of bitches! Ungrateful, dirty bastards!
Flecks of spit flew out of Yarini's mouth as he raged alone in his car. He took a deep pull from the bottle of whiskey, one hand casually on the wheel. His car weaved in and out of his lane, barely missing cars parked along the residential street.
They'll regret treating me like this, he slurred to himself. I'm worth more than all of them put together. Who cares about some old fucking ritual? What does it matter? Making a rock glow with your mind? Big deal. What? You've never heard of a light bulb, Dad? Old fuck. I'm just as good. I'm better. Better than any of them, he raged.
He took another deep pull from the bottle while he continued to rant to no one. If anyone were to listen, and was actually dumb enough to believe the crap coming out of the young man's mouth, they would think there had never been a greater injustice than the treatment he had suffered. Irini kept ranting for a full minute before he felt something that he didn't understand. Even with how drunk he was, his thin bloodline reacted to the raw power that had just struck Earth. He'd been too deep in the well of self-pity and intoxication to notice the light show of the beam of chaos striking the Earth, but as soon as it fully integrated into this reality, he knew something important had happened. Slamming on the brakes, his vehicle came to a sudden and silent halt. Irini blinked in confusion and yearning. Before the wave came into view, even before the clouds began to move, he turned to the west. When the wave began to wash across the horizon and rush towards him, he felt fear, but also a deep yearning. With wide and blood-injected eyes, he watched as it surged towards him. The wave washed over Irini. The power flooded through him, mind, body, and soul. After it passed on, he was left with a translucent window in his vision. Congratulations, your connection to... Irini read the information, his heart thudding with excitement. The old stories, the myths, they were true. Almost everyone in the family, himself included, thought that they were just stupid propaganda that the old farts talked about to make themselves sound more important. But they were right. With a joyous and vindictive laugh, he started driving again. His foot pushed down hard on the pedal. Not only had that wave connected him to the source, but it had changed him. He could feel it. He had an ability. His hands began to glow as he accessed it. Another bout of laughter filled the air. This was so easy. It was nothing like those stupid fucking rituals. He'd get back to the house, and then he'd take that rock and shove it up his sister's ass. She would pay for mocking him. The whole family would pay. And then he would take his revenge on his father. Who knows? Maybe the entire Lotus Familia would kneel before him. The entire world. Ha 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 ha! He took a deep drink from the bottle and pushed his foot down further. The only regret he had was that he'd already done the emergency bump of coke he kept in the glove box. He laughed at himself a second later. He was worried about that? As soon as he got back, he'd be neck deep in coke and pussy. And then he'd start his plan to take over the family. The hover truck zoomed down the road, moving at over 100 miles per hour, but still not fast enough for him. His mouth watered, he was so hungry to show all who had doubted him how wrong they were, how he was more than worthy, how he had a destiny. As he approached an intersection, he looked at the white glow of his hands again with an almost doting love, like a mother for her most precious child. Compared to the beautiful luminosity coming from inside of him, he didn't even take the time to see that the traffic light was red. He didn't see the SUV easing into the intersection. He didn't see the moment his hover truck smashed into lives he was about to irrevocably change. As his truck flipped over, Irini didn't realize he had triggered a second wave that would wash over the world. Finn regained his senses less than a minute after the crash, but the concussion he was suffering didn't let him think about that. The first thing he could register was pain, a diffuse pain all over his body, like waking up the morning after losing a fight. The next thing was the sound of a constant blaring car horn. At first he thought he was leaning on the wheel for some reason, but over the next couple seconds, his addled head realized the horn was a lower pitch than his. He tried to figure out where it could be coming from, but his vision was blurry. More than blurry. It was almost like there was a film over his eyes. A blinking film. Were there words? Irritated and in pain, he waved his hands at it, wanting it to go away. Something he did must have worked, because the visual disturbance disappeared. He was able to think clearly for the first time since waking up. With a flash, he remembered. Adrenaline shot through his body. The panic he felt in that moment of realization tore a dagger through his heart, making the aches of his body wash away as if they had never been.
Lauren!
Turning his head to the right, the world froze for the second time. Lifeless eyes stared back at him.
Lauren? Lauren!
Finn tried to lunge and grab her, but his seatbelt stopped him short. He scrambled at it, his hands moving rapidly, an animal trying to escape a trap. In the short seconds it took him to find the release of the belt, his mind, trained to always assess, took in and recreated the scene. They'd been hit by another car on her side. Whatever had struck them had done so with enough force to cave the passenger side inward. Lauren's body had been crushed by the crumpled metal of the door. The hit had spun them off the road. He knew that because her side of the car was now pinned against a tree with a low-hanging branch. A branch that had pierced her window and then continued on through her body. The jagged point of the wood had stabbed clean through her, but that was the only clean thing about it. Bright red blood coated the 4 inches of wood that protruded from the back of her seat.